Welcome back to the show. This is Stories of Change. I'm Kim Harris. This is 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. We've been talking this morning about the subject of resilience and actually how to go about cultivating resilience. And we spent the last hour talking about emotional regulation and how important that is and how what it actually is and what is emotional dysregulation, which is the opposite of that, and then what you can do about it. So if you missed the last hour of the show, don't worry, that will be podcast up on the yarravalleyfm.org.au website. So you'll be able to find that there if emotional regulation is something that you would love to learn how to do. And I thoroughly recommend it because it's a really, really helpful skill to cultivate, particularly in the realm and the space of resilience and being able to cope with life's ups and downs. And yeah, and it just by knowing it, you can also help other people, which is really cool as well. So being educated around this topic is very important. So now this next hour, this final hour of the show between 12 and 1, I'm going to be focusing in on the power of positive thinking. Now, I want to put a couple of caveats in place for this one, because I don't believe in just being happy all of the time. I don't think that that's realistic. I find it really fascinating that our emotions are actually not dependent on any conscious, there's nothing conscious that we can do to prevent or make us have particular emotions. They're not in the realm of a conscious control type of thing. They happen automatically. It's part of the body and the way that the body feeds information to us so that we know what to do. And that is why it's really important to understand that it's not about just always putting a smiley face on things. We actually want to get really good and really equipped at actually feeling what we're really feeling. And sometimes that will be positive, and that is excellent, because that is actually a legitimate, real, true chemical thing experience that you're having in your body. And we do want to have those and enjoy those, absolutely. So, but we don't want to mask anything. We don't want to pretend. We don't want to avoid. We don't want to do any of that fakery sort of stuff. We want to actually be legit, the genuine article, no imitations here. So I'm going to talk about positive thinking, and I'm going to talk about that in particular ways and how to actually do it. Now, the first one is it's kind of an idea. We've probably all heard of positive affirmations, and whilst I think they can be a good thing, they also can be a bad thing if they're not done genuinely. So going back to what the first caveat is, we don't want to be faking anything. So what people can accidentally do is they can sort of go, I'm feeling sad, and then they'll go and have a positive affirmation with, I feel wonderful. But if you're actually feeling sad and you're just trying to say, I feel wonderful and speak over the top of the sad feeling, it's just not going to work. So no point doing that. There's no point having an affirmation in place that is not real for you. So we do have to be very careful with the way that we work with affirmations in that way. But the way that I think about I think there's actually a superior way of doing it. And it's actually called an affirmation. So it's not an affirmation where you're affirming something. It's an affirmation, which means we want to form something new. We want to create something new. And there's a little book. It's a really small book. It didn't take me very long to read it, called The Little Book of Affirmations. And it teaches you the skill of building an affirmation, which is different from an affirmation, in that an affirmation is a question that you actually pose to yourself. And in posing the question, you're actually forcing, it's like a forcing function for your brain to actually answer the question. And I find this very, very intriguing. And I use this technique in coaching, because coaching, we use questioning to help people to enter into new thinking territory, so to speak. So asking a question is very powerful, but it does depend on the question that you ask. And the Little Book of Affirmations actually teaches you the types of questions you can ask yourself. Yeah, so I really like that concept. I think it leads to a very positive result, because it kind of forces you to think about things that you haven't thought about before, which means you're forming a brand new thought, you're forming a brand new experience for yourself, not simply rehashing something that is already known. Some of those songs I just played before the break are all about learning. You know, we want to learn about ourselves. We want to learn more about ourselves so that we can understand ourselves. But I think either way, whether you love affirmations or whether you look into affirmations and you love them too, either way, it becomes a way to kind of act as a personal cheerleader for yourself, because affirmations remind you of your worth and your potential. So if you're asking yourself a question, you're asking in the way that actually is starting to actually explore what your potentiality is. And if you're affirming your worth, if you already know there are certain things about you that you really like and you wouldn't change for the world, we definitely want to affirm that in ourselves as well. So we've got this personal cheerleader kind of approach with affirmations and affirmations. So they definitely have a role in our life. And really all they are short positive statements that challenge and overcome negativity or negative thoughts. So as an example, I get a lot of clients who struggle with self-doubt and they really want to cultivate more confidence, for example. So when they're facing new challenges in that moment where they need to find the courage to actually step forward and step out of self-doubt, affirmations can help them in that kind of situation. So it's sort of like the affirmation in that context might be, I am capable of overcoming any obstacle. I am capable of doing this thing that I'm feeling afraid of. It's just a capability thing, and I'm capable of learning what I need to learn to move from here to there. And a simple phrase like that can become a shield against that doubt and a reminder of what actually is true, because we're all capable of learning. So we want to have those cheerleaders, those affirmations, those cheering statements. And with that note, I want to play a song. I'm going to play this. It's a bit of an older song, but I like it. It's called Cheerleader, and it's by Omi. Enjoy this. Welcome back. My name's Kim Harris. This is Stories of Change, and we're talking about resilience this term. And right now I've been talking about a skill that you can build that can help you have more resilience, more personal resilience. And we're talking about the power of positive thinking. Very, very, very good skill to cultivate. And there are ways that we can help ourselves be more consciously aware of the way that we're thinking and intentionally choose to take a more positive path if we like to, for great effect for our lives. So we were talking about the first kind of action step that you could take, which might be to create some affirmations for yourself or some affirmations. And it's really as simple as grabbing a piece of paper or your phone and jotting down a few affirmations that might resonate with you. And the idea is to think about what will affirm you in a real, authentic, real, genuine kind of way. So we talked about a simple one like, I embrace challenges as opportunities, or I'm very capable of learning. And just place that affirmations where you'll see it. And what I like to do is actually set a reminder on my phone to go and read them sometimes, because as with anything in your house, if you've got like something, let's say it's on your fridge, over time you can forget it's there and not really be consciously aware that it's there. So every now and then set a phone, an alarm or something like that to remind yourself to go and read your affirmations, so that you can bring them to your conscious awareness and they can start to be that guiding light for you in moments of emotional dysregulation, perhaps. Yeah, really good thing to do. So that's affirmations. The second practical thing you can do is practice gratitude journaling. So this is a very specific type of journaling. So there's all kinds of journals that you can have. You can have art journals, you can have just your thoughts, you can have journal prompts that actually take you through a whole very structured way of journaling throughout a year perhaps, or a season. But you can also do gratitude journaling, and there's some great books out there on this as well that can guide you through a process of increasing your gratitude and noticing the good things that are continuously happening all around you, even though sometimes it can feel very much the opposite of that. When you start to pay attention to what the good that is happening, it's a really great thing to practice and to write them down. You just start to have a record of it too that you can look back at and see just the silver lining sometimes that is present all of the time, even though we have some cloudy skies sometimes. So, yeah, another one of those examples. I do get lots of people in my coaching practice that do keep a journal, and I do provide lots of kind of prompts. But I think just a simple one is, you know, at the end of each day, just think of three things that you're grateful for. Some people don't journal this, by the way. Some people do this as a family kind of structure. So if you have dinner at the table, which I know lots of people don't do these days, if you're sitting around the table, we love to talk about things that have gone well today. We also talk about things that haven't gone well around our dinner table. But over time, what we've found as a family is that as we focus more on the positives, we feel a little bit more empowered. We're kind of thinking about the things that are going well. And so very simple challenge out of that is just dedicate a few minutes each day to jotting down things you're grateful for. It could be as small as it's a really clear, beautiful day outside, or as significant as you got to hang out with a good friend and support them through a challenge, or they supported you and you feel grateful for your friend. So this practice will gradually shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life. And we want to sort of cultivate that kind of focus, that we're actually looking for the good things that are continuously happening, because they are happening all around you all of the time. So with that note, I'm going to play another song. This one's Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling, because I got a feeling good things are happening around you. And I hope that you might take on the challenge and start to jot down some of those things that you're grateful for today. That was Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. What a great feel-good song that one is. It always makes me feel good. And yeah, feeling good is what we're kind of talking about. We're thinking about what helps us to think more positively, and it's a lot to do with what we choose to focus on. We've talked about a couple of ways that you can cultivate more positive focus. The first one being affirmations or affirmations. The second one being practicing a gratitude type practice of journaling or check-in each day with yourself. The third way that we can do it too is to challenge our negative thoughts. Now this one is this requires a little bit extra work. Like, it's good to have a piece of paper and to actually write the thought down that you are having. I actually first heard about this many, many, many years ago. Oprah Winfrey was one of her shows, and she talked about how she does it. And she'll literally write the negative thought down with a pencil, and then she will write in pen underneath it that the challenging sort of the way that she thinks about the evidence for or against it, and then she writes in red a new affirmation, and then what she does at the end is she goes and rubs the negative thought out so that she is left with the learning and the affirmation, which I thought was a really interesting way to do it. But whichever way you choose to do it, there are actually lots of free tools that help us with this. So the government's actually got some really good websites around mental health and mental health strategies. And I did come across a bit of a thought journal template, which if you need to have a little bit of structure to help you guide yourself through this process, by all means, do let your fingers do the walking and find some of these wonderful free resources that we have, you know, to help and facilitate challenging the negative thoughts, because it can be heavy going. And I do recommend sometimes doing this by reaching out to a supportive friend, because sometimes we cannot be the kindest towards ourselves that we should be. So having the support of someone who's got an external perspective of us and who sees often our strengths more readily than we see them in ourselves, that can be a really helpful way. If you've got someone that you can trust to sort of go, oh, I'm thinking this, you know. And I had a friend actually who was a bit like this, and she used to think, oh, I really suck at my job. I'm really terrible at it. And I worked with her, which was a colleague. And rather than kind of accepting that as the truth, it was like, we were like, no, you're really good at your job. You're good at your job in these ways. Have you ever noticed how you do this and that and the other? So this is a great technique for gathering the evidence that either proves or disproves the negative thought that you're having. So when that negative thought arises, and as you're practicing some of the things we talked about last hour around emotional regulation and practicing mindfulness and practicing labeling things and practicing figuring out what's actually going on for us and being much more consciously aware of it, we can actually start to question then the validity of those negative thoughts, because we're actually capturing them and much more aware of them. Yeah, we can nominate ourselves as guilty when things aren't really supported by facts, and facts and feelings are completely different. I like the idea that the truth is undefeated, and when we arrive at a truth, it is so interesting. It's very, you just can't challenge it. So that's what we want to do. We want to play detective with our thoughts. And when a negative thought pops up, we just want to ask ourselves, is there actually any evidence to support this thought? Are there instances where this actually hasn't been true? And this simple act of questioning can start to empower us to challenge and reframe that negative pattern. And yeah, so that's kind of the third thing that's around this idea of positive thinking. So again, in this way, we're not necessarily just glossing over things. We are actually really taking our thoughts seriously and questioning, are they valid or not? Are they truthful or not? And if we have problems with this, we might need the support of a faithful friend to sort of go, no, you're totally skewed on this. You really don't have the right perspective. This is how I see you. And it's really, really important. So yeah, have a think about that. And over time, as you consistently start to challenge these negative thoughts with the evidence, you start to see patterns. And that's another really interesting thing about the human experience. We often have these patterned ways, these conditioned ways of thinking that we just don't even question. We've just accepted them at some point along the line, and they've become a belief, and we're just not consciously even aware of them anymore. And none of these thoughts have any substantial proof, but our mind starts to play those tricks on us, and we stop seeing all of these things. Like, we stop seeing the positive things that happen. We become out of balance and we only see the bad stuff that's happening. Or, you know, we forget to be grateful for the things that are going well, because there's always something going well. And we want to affirm those traits in ourselves that are positive and that are strong and that we are capable, and we're capable of learning, and we're capable of solving our problems, because it's really just learning something new in most cases. So over time, you'll start to build some evidence to dismantle some of these more patterned ways that we respond, which helps with the what we were talking about last hour around the idea of emotional dysregulation as well. We want to be seeing ourselves in a balanced light. Very, very important to start to cultivate a positive mindset, a positive outlook, a way of seeing reality for what it actually is. This really helps with building resilience, which is obviously what we're talking about this term. So remember, this practice about positive thinking isn't about denying your emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's actually just about developing that balanced perspective by weighing the evidence for and against your thoughts, just like a courtroom drama, because we can be really dramatic sometimes, and some of us more dramatic than others. If you've got teenagers, you'll know exactly what I mean about having drama, you know, and a dramatic way of retelling ourselves things. So this process helps you to arrive at a more accurate and rational judgment. We want to lessen the intensity, lessen the drama. And by challenging negative thoughts with evidence, you're taking charge of that thought pattern, and you're empowering yourself to think more positively and realistically. So you start to become the author of your own narrative, which is getting into that realm of beliefs, and because beliefs really are just a story we tell ourselves. So we want to choose to write a story of resilience and strength. I'm going to be wrapping up the segment very, very shortly, but I just want to encourage you to take these techniques to heart, encourage you to have a go at some of these things. You don't have to do all of them. I'll summarize them all in a minute. On that kind of idea of that this is not about denying your emotions or pretending that everything is perfect, I want to play a song that I really like. It's called Best Fake Smile, and it's by James Bay. So enjoy this one. Welcome back to Stories of Change with Kim Harris. This is Yarra Valley FM. Thanks for listening today. I've been enjoying playing some of those cool songs. I really like that one by James Bay. I hope you liked it too. We're talking about resilience. We're talking about cultivating resilience. And we talked about two specific types of skills that you can develop and you can practice to support yourself in having more personal resilience in your life, just to inoculate you against life's ups and downs. And one of the themes that I constantly refer back to in all of my shows is this idea of togetherness and the effects of us being together. So really, I want to encourage you also to reach out to a supportive friend. So all these things I've been talking about in this realm of emotional regulation and positive thinking, the types of connections we have with people who love and support us are people, those people who uplift us. We've all got those people that when we spend time with them, when we hang out with them, for whatever reason, we just feel good as a result of being around those people. And those types of connections can really provide you with that extra layer of strength and encouragement. So really, really important. I just want to like really ram that home of how important being together actually is. Because remember, you're not alone on this journey, and sharing your goals, sharing your personal growth, the strategies that we're talking about and the progress that you're making with someone you trust, it really creates this bond of mutual growth. And then you're empowering each other to be way more resilient as life has its ups and downs. So that's another very simple practical call to action, which really does relate to this path of building emotional resilience and positivity. So some of those things we've touched on: mindfulness, positive affirmations, or affirmations, if you want to look into that. I prefer that, actually. I find it really just a fascinating experience. So if you want to challenge yourself, have a go at that. But also gratitude journaling, something simple. Just tell someone that you love at the end of the day something you're grateful about with them, even, then you get a double whammy of connection and gratitude at the same time. Connecting with those supportive friends, all of these things are going in the toolkit to help you build a fortress of resilience that can weather any storm. And isn't that worth doing? So every step that you take towards emotional regulation and positive thinking is a step toward a more empowered and resilient you. So this is what we're talking about, the art of resilience. And I'm going to continue talking about this for the rest of the term with different aspects. So I hope you'll continue on, because I would like to for you to see me as one of those supportive people in your life, championing you to have a go at some of these things, have a go at learning the skill set around regulating your emotions. If you're having trouble doing it on your own, you don't have to do it on your own. There are so many ways that we can connect and reach out to people if you don't have the supportive people in your life, because sometimes we don't, and that's okay too. It's not that they're not out there. There's lots of people, lots of groups, lots of volunteer organizations, and even our government provides wonderful, wonderful resources, believe it or not, that can help you with all of these things. So I've got another song here. I really like this. So it's on this topic of reaching out to a supportive friend, because a good friend of mine sent me this song and dedicated it to me. Just sort of said, this is how I think of you, Kim. And I thought it was such a lovely gesture of him just wishing the best for me and hoping for the best for me. And it was really lovely. I received it in a really positive light. And so I am going to dedicate that to you now. And I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Have It All by Jason Mraz. And it's all about my desire for you to have it all. And that's what this show is all about. I want you to feel good for real. I want you to cultivate the skill set of having healthy emotional regulation and positive thinking, and that is what I aim to do, serve you. So enjoy this song and enjoy the idea behind it. I very much want you to have it all. That was Jason Mraz with I Want You to Have It All. And that's one of the wonderful things that we can do to prevent and increase our resilience. So not prevent our resilience, to increase our resilience is by doing things together and building those supportive structures. So I love that I've got friends that do speak to me like that, and they want me to have it all, and I want you to have it all too as an extension of that. So before we part ways, I want to express my deepest gratitude for choosing to be a part of the show today and being part of the Togetherness Effects community and listen to my show about resilience. I hope you've learn something. Remember, my resilient friends, you are never alone on this journey, and together I want to rewrite that story of resilience and create a world where challenges are simply those stepping stones towards growth. We've got lots of problems out there that we need to solve, and the only way to solve them is together. So practicing some of these things that we're talking about in the show, and practicing, you know, even the little things like mindfulness, practicing the positive thinking, practicing breathing deeply, and letting the wisdom and the techniques that we've explored today start to give you those messages so that you have the power to shape your emotions, your thoughts, and what you choose to do next, where you choose to go next, your journey. So until we meet again, keep practicing mindfulness, keep practicing the positive thinking, keep nurturing resilience and the precious treasure that that is. It really is a beacon of light that can guide you through the stormy seas of life, and others as well. Others around you will benefit from it as well. As I really hope so that you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Remember to check out any of the podcasts that you've missed. The series is always podcast on the yarravalleyfm.org.au website, so check that out. It's not just my show that's on there. There's lots of shows as well, so if you miss out on any of the shows here at Yarra Valley FM, you can find them there. And that's a good way to listen at a time that suits you. So not just, you don't have to just listen to us live. We know that this day and age, sometimes people like to listen to things on demand. So we are facilitating that by podcasting our episodes. So hopefully you've checked that out at our website. But also, if you have any questions, if you have any thoughts, even if you have your own story of resilience to share that you know would inspire other people, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can find me through all the social media channels. You can find me on the 99.1, the Yarra Valley FM Facebook page. You can also find me through Conscious Thinking Company and my own personal website, kimharris.co. So I'd love to connect with you. Subscribe to my newsletter. And until I see you next week, so my show is a weekly live show during the school term, so every Monday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you've liked what you've heard, you had some interesting things to mull over as a result of my show, I'd love you to continue listening every Monday. That would be wonderful. And don't forget, you can also send me a song. Like send me songs. I love sharing music and hearing new music, and would love to receive your dedications as well for perhaps someone that has been a supportive friend to you at some point. Love dedicating songs to people and spreading the love and the joy. So that's it for me for today. But I want to play some nice songs just to take us up to the hour. This one is Ed Sheeran. It's called Shivers, and I've chosen this one because we've talked about that cycle today of having that triggering event, and we can sometimes feel a bodily sensation like a shiver. So I really like that idea. And sometimes it's connected to thoughts and it's connected to feelings, and then we behave in a certain way, and that's the cycle. So I love this song because it really does speak to that kind of cycle playing out. Remember, we can interrupt that cycle when it's not empowering us. And yeah, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and until next week, bye for now.